scene. Hold.
I just like the idea of a photograph simulating the door over which the photograph is based. The doors on the museum toilet should be photographed by a very competent photographer who would set up the camera in such a way, probably a gate by 10 or a good 4x5 where he's got tilt and correction. So that he can get absolutely square negative and then have it printed. Again, square, and to the exact size of the door, so that you end up with two photo murals of the toilet doors, exactly the size of the doors, and then we just switch them.
Okay.
You put the men's on the women's, and the women's on the men's, so, you know, the environment inside is what people are uptight about anyway, and if there's, you know, any kind of confusion about it, shake it a little. Yeah. The viewer has a series of directions and decisions take, which include turning around and running. And I found that many people do turn around and run, and then I find also that invariably they sometimes in their life might come back to that point and say, well, why did I run? And there's some kind of mysterious growth and progress happens, you know, with that kind of a process. You know, I don't mean to be presumptuous that, you know, I can do this for everyone, however, for a couple of people I have. I've